The olive fruit fly, Bacteria oli, is new invasive species to California. It was first trapped in 1998 in Southern California. And just within a few years, it has spread and established in almost in all olive growing areas in California. And this map showed the fly distribution based on a survey conducted by California Department of Food and Agriculture in 2002. So it's just only 4 years. And particularly along the coast area, the olive are heavily infested. And so the growth not mainly rely on the spray of GF120, which is a spinosad-based fruit fly bait. And it is recommended for them to spray like once per week or at least twice per month during the olive maturing and harvesting season, that is from late June to November. So then I have to spray like 20, 30 times. So because of the high control cost, the fly has severely impacted the olive industry in California. We are mainly, like now, we are focused on the classical biological control by importing and evaluating some pesticides from Africa. But in our lab at the Dr. Marshall Johnson Lab, UC University, we also try to quantify some biotic factors that might potentially influence the fly survival, particularly in the California Central Valley during the summer. The first factor is high temperature. If anyone in this room, if you've been in Central California during summer, you probably with all the ecology of the heat. The temperature, it is extremely hot. The temperature could frequently raise up to 100 degrees Fahrenheit for a couple of days consecutively, sometimes in some years, maybe 1-2 weeks. And some previous studies have been done also at the Dr. Johnson's lab indicating that the olive fruit fly daughter were reduce their activity when the temperature is up to 95 degrees. And they also try to keep the away from heat. So they might also need to just pause to in order to find the refugee from heat. Just to give you a sense of how hot it could be in the Central Valley during the summer in California. Using the GIS, we are able to mapping the frequency of high temperature and that is high or equal to 100 degrees for 3 consecutive days. So I wanted to notice here the blue color indicating the main olive orchards in the Central Valley, and the all the other different color indicating the different frequency of the high temperature. So I want to notice the yellow color, I mean this kind of high temperature frequency happen like 3 to 5 years out of 10 years. This is just by July 15, and then by August 15, it happened almost to the whole Central Valley. So it is extremely hot. The second factor could be the fodder sources. We also, some previous studies have been done in our lab show that the fly couldn't survive with all the water particularly. And they can only like survive 1 to 2 days if deprived of any fodder, particularly water, because they intend to remain close to the water when temperature is up to 95 degrees. And in fact, there are not too much morning dew during the summer in the Central California. There are also not too much ground covering, and the orchard, the olive orchards here is pretty much clean. And so the access to the water by the fly mainly rely on the availability of irrigation, so it's not always available, the water. And they might need to fly certain distance to find water from such as ponds or creeks. As for food, the black scale, which produce honeydew, is very common in California. But during the summer, it's also because of high temperature, the population is very, very low. So it is very critical for the fly to find the water, food, and refugee during the hot summer through disposal. So in this study, we try one to quantify what are the impacts of high temperatures and food supply on the fly ability of the olive fruit fly. Use the fly meal test. The fly meal was developed by Dr. Susan Opus-Nebel from California State University in East Bay. So there is infrared sensor here, and basically the individual fly was tethered, and we let it fly to excursion. And each time when fly passed underneath the sensor, so it was caught. So we call it the use a computer program. We call it the end-stopping long distance the fly flow, and as well as the time. So using the distance farm, you can also figure out the fly speed. We also measured the post-flight fecundity as well as longevity. So the experiment was consist of four treatments. The first treatment the fly provided was water, honey, and protein yeast. Follow inclusion and hold at the constant temperature of 75 Fahrenheit degree. This is just a normal condition we use to maintain the quality. And then second treatment, the fly also fed with water, honey, and yeast following inclusion. And then exposed to the two diluted temperature regimes. The low temperatures from 75, from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. and high temperature either 95 or 100 from 12 a.m. to 7 p.m. This somewhat affecting the mineralized temperature reserve in the Central California because of the dry, and the normally the temperature will cool down during the late evening and in the early morning. So the diluted food phase regime range from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. and they are exposed for 1, 2, and 3 days with water provided during the temperature treatment. The source treatment was identical to second one, but no water was provided during the temperature exposure. And the last treatment, the fly are totally deprived of any food and water during or before their exposure to the high temperature regimes. So first, let's look at the fly distance. First, we found actually there's no difference between the male and female adult flies. In all the parameters we measured. So I combined both the data on both male and females. And on the bottom line, this showed the individual with test. You notice why the number is going small because the more and more fly actually failed to fly was the increase of heat exposure and food deprivation. So the big graph just showed the data after windy exposure. So as you notice that after heat stress and there was increased water deprivation, the fly distance was significantly reduced. And particularly when they are deprived of any water, the fly can only flew 20 to less than 50 meters, but the normal fly can flew like 2,000 meters. And the longest fly distance we call is about like 3 miles and continue flew for 6 hours. Well, within the same treatment, with increased exposure time, the flight distance was further reduced. And this showed the flight duration and also after heat stress and with increased water deprivation, the flight duration was was significantly reduced. But there was no difference between the two temperature regimes. Also, within the same treatment, the fire duration was further reduced with increased exposure to the high temperature regime. Well, we found that when the fire are proliferated, the heat stress and water deprivation seems not impact their fire speed compared with those who are at the normal condition. Well, when they are deprived with food and water, before the exposure to temperature, they flew significantly slower than the other treatment. And the increased number of the fly failed to flew was the increase of heat stress and as well as the water deprivation. Also, the heat stress and food supply significantly impacted the post-flight fecundity and reduced the percentage of the female the producing offspring after the flight. So in conclusion, both fly distance and duration of the adult olive fly are significantly reduced after heat stress. And when no water was provided during the heat stress, the fly distance and duration of the fly were further reduced. And regardless of the food temperature condition, both fly distance and duration of the fly decreased with increased heat stress. And histories also deduce the female flies post-flight fecundity and the potential flies that failed to fly increase with increased heat stress. Thank you.